This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny.
I like that guy. He's my favorite guy in the band.
The hey-ho guy?
No, the guy who goes, last one!
Oh,
I always need people to tell me, like, how many more of these? I stopped counting. I don't know.
Yeah.
Last one. Oh, good. Thank you. Someone was counting.
Up.
Thank God.
Yeah. The counting.
Isn't
back to music
the last
and math.
One?
You one. Guys would not believe. Well, you would believe. You've been around me. My drummer used to be like, all right, look, here's what I'm going to do so you know when to start. And he'd make a special little drum hit. Just that was my cue. Hmm. And yet that first show, there I was. I just smiled at the crowd right through my cue. Everyone's like, damn it, dude.
Okay, do it again.
Sorry, I was dizzy with the eyes of the audience. So fun. Look at them out there. Yeah, I'm not built for that, am I?
You are. It's, you know, you just got to get your head in the game, you know.
I don't know. You're anyway, so our text number is 800-400-3697. We look forward to hearing from you guys throughout the show all day, but this is the place where we can really read what you guys had to say. So here is some of what you said. Good morning.
Morning.
Love listening to you all. Keeps me steady. Just wanted to add to your conversation about the Capitol Police. There were many fighting the best they could to hold an impossible line, being beaten and crushed by that insane mob. I actually understand what you're saying, and I believe you could be right. I wasn't there, so I didn't even go back and watch all the video footage. But what I saw on social media after the fact, which was the police presence during the Black Lives Matters protests, were far different. The numbers and the gear that they had were profoundly different. And so my point is not that they let it happen, the actual police on the ground, although it appears
some of
that happened too. But what I'm saying is back to the planning process. When Trump was tweeting, meet us on January 6th in D.C. for a party, it's going to be wild. That's when anybody in law enforcement there should have said, we need the National Guard backing us up here.
We need all the agencies available to us to be ready for what could be an insurgence.
So to me, it really goes back to the planning process. I didn't know he'd been making those tweets. I don't really go to Twitter, and I certainly wouldn't be following that guy. But later, after the fact, that was one of the news stories, which is he'd been inviting this for weeks before
inciting
it went down.
It.
Right. So that's what I mean when I say that it was allowed to happen. It's just that these guys, the police force, were not backed up in a way that they could have stopped this. Next one. All yes, right. California sucks. Everyone should move somewhere else immediately.
Says everyone who wants to stay in California.
Right.
It's funny that Massachusetts was a good place to raise kids. Like my mom was saying, oh, that's a weird thing to hear. I'm like, I had a great childhood. Like that was a
Yeah, why is it weird
place.
To hear?
Yeah, it's just weird because it's where I grew up and it seemed like any childhood But it was a good one, you know? My parents did all right, and it was nice. I liked it.
Seems like maskless idiots have become empowered by the attack on the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Came across one while grocery shopping on Sunday. Attitude was just try and make me wear a mask. Mm. Yeah, you know, I haven't come across that. So, and I go to this Whole Foods near my house all the time. I'm the one that does the shopping, and I haven't come across that. So I'm sorry to hear that, because my experience has been different. But if that's the case, I'm going to be bummed.
What would
if
you
I go
do?
To the store today or tomorrow or whatever, and there's someone without a mask, I'm going to be bummed.
Will you just leave and go to another store? What would you do?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I on
you
one hand,
you don't want to be in an altercation.
No. I'm not going to say anything, because you're right. I don't want to be in an altercation, especially with someone who's decided they're trying to catch COVID. Like, how's that good for me? But I could certainly tell the security guard.
Yes, you could tell someone. Mm-hmm. You could whine about it.
Yep. 415 says they're stuck in Omaha today. Mm. Oh, that's too bad.
Omaha. Somewhere in middle America. Sometimes we just like to hear the song. They just wanted to hear the song, too.
Mm-hmm.
But you better turn your TV.
Your money back at the door.
Can't wait to
hello Omaha
sing along with that in real time.
408 says I'm frozen, I can't move away from my radio, I'm listening to Led Zeppelin. Thank you, Bryn.
Yeah, good song.
My kids have gone to year-round school. This is from 925. My kids have gone to year-round school since they started in kindergarten, and now the youngest of three is a junior in high school. We live in Discovery Bay, and all the schools here are year-round. 2 weeks off in October, 2 weeks off in December, 2 weeks off in March, and 6 weeks off for summer.
Oh.
It's great, especially for travel. Year-round school doesn't really make a difference now, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's great, especially for traveling, but now that traveling is out, the distance learning is in. The year-round school doesn't really make a difference.
Right. We're all stuck at home no matter how much vacation time we have.
Mm-hmm. Although the school my kid goes to is preparing to go back.
Oh.
She's not going to go back because she's got other health issues that we're not willing to play games with. But if you don't want to go back, you'll get online classes. And if you go back, they're getting ready to bring them back.
Oh.
Which is interesting, because I can see where parents, I absolutely can understand parents that are saying, yeah, I got to have you in school.
Right.
I can't have you home all day, every day.
Right. Yeah, it's a tough nut to call. But, you know, like you said today, we talked a lot about the vaccinations today. We're going to call our doctor today and just say, put us on whatever list you've got going there, because when you get it, we want it. And
yeah.
We're over 50, and we're old people now.
I'm going to do the same. I have Stanford, which is where my doctor is at. I've got a little My Health through Stanford, which is a direct
email, right?
Direct contact with my doc. I actually really like it. So I'm going to write her today as well and say, I don't know where I, how I can
how
get
do
in
I
there,
get this thing?
I'm ready to get in there.
Yep.
I
but
bought
it's
a
not
going
to come find you. Find you as
no,
you mentioned
that's the
earlier.
Point I was right. trying to make. I think in some places your workplace is managing that for you. Like if you work at a hospital or
right.
whatever, they're coming to you. But everyone else, it's unlikely. You better look into it. Mike, I bought a pair of Crocs that look like tennis shoes. I love them. No laces. You just slip them on and go outside and pick up your Amazon packages.
Yep, there it is.
The new outdoors. Your porch.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's about as far as you get. And then you run back in.
Hey, why is Nicole not bio'd on Alice.com?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Write a bio. Send it to
it's
the
hard,
IT
it's
department.
Hard writing about yourself.
No, it's not.
It's
You'll
not that
I'll
hard.
Do fine.
I had to do it all the time in college, like for certain things. And it
so you're good at it.
So perfect. You use one of those.
Just do like you always do and lie.
Just lie.
I really opened myself
Well,
up
I won Miss America in 2018.
I should do that.
Yeah, why
not?
There's
some great photos from back then.
I used to have, my bio used to be full of lies. They're like, write a bio. I'm like, here it is. I think at one point I was fluent in Vietnamese, which randomly, we got a Vietnamese guy on the show now. And when he came in, he was like, talk to me in Vietnam. I'm like, I was lying. It still comes up. People
That's
are
right.
like, oh, I hear you speak Vietnamese. No, I don't.
Now you well, do, a little bit.
You said you did.
Out of all the languages, what made you pick that one?
Random. I figured I didn't know I would run into a Japanese guy. I mean, a Vietnamese guy. All those Japanese people who speak Vietnamese, obviously.
617 says, my employer, UCSF, is spearheading a vaccine for all employees, according to the priority guidelines. Their goal is to make sure every employee is notified when their turn is and vaccinated. That's great.
Yeah, that would be nice to have some kind of line you could join. It just doesn't seem like they're out there for most people. So call your doctor. Tell them.
Yeah, I feel like we've all been sort of waiting. And that's as I look to the, like my mom, for example, who's like, no, I haven't. I just went, oh, God, we're all in the dark. We hear there's vaccines, but none of us know how to go get one. I'm a doctor working at a clinic. I try to protect myself as much as I can, but there are violations everywhere, starting with no social distancing. Also, we screen patients at the door, but they lie about their symptoms so they can get in and be seen.
Mm.
I find out when I am in the exam room, that's when they tell the truth.
How awful.
Yep.
God, we did.
It's rotten. You just want to, I would imagine that doctor wants to tell them, get out.
Yeah, well,
you
at
lied
that point,
to get in
late,
here,
right?
and you don't have COVID. You're lying.
People suck sometimes. Oy.
Yeah, they do. Yep, they absolutely do. Good morning from South Lake Tahoe. I'm listening on the radio.com app.
Well, hello.
Good morning. Love the bios, but who's Vaughn and why is Hooman still listed as a member of the show?
I know.
Well
Vaughn,
you know,
Vaughn was worked with us for years and he's since relocated to, since the pandemic, he's moved down to Southern California and has a new great job and a new great place. So he's happy mm-hmm. and healthy, but clearly whoever works on our website isn't all caught up.
Whoever. It used to be
I used to know.
Department.
I don't know who it is now.
And yeah, we don't know.
I don't even know if we have that department anymore.
Oh, we do.
Oh, yeah. Who
oh,
is
we
it,
do?
Friend? Oh, yeah. Who
is it?
Who
just,
is it?
It's just not close to here.
Who
is
it?
Enron?
Enron. He's actually in traffic in continuity now.
Yeah, he's not. He's not
he's
the guy anymore.
He's still part of the team, though.
So what we got to do? Call Sacramento?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Call him.
You call him.
24/7, buddy.
You call him.
This is a gig you wanted. I'm getting a call on the website.
707. Hi, I just realized something. Is V, the midday girl, the same V that took over the Looking Glass after Vanessa and before Vaughn?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
That was another Vanessa.
Wow, way to keep up, though.
The only people who we allow to run cameras at our building have to have a name that starts with V. So...
Thus. Me and V Hale are both VHs. I know that.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Of all the initials, mm-hmm. you guys both have the same ones. V Hassan and V Hale.
Can you please say her name again, the music phenomenon?
Oh, Nandy Bushell. Is that who they're talking about?
Yep.
She's a 10-year-old. Go to the Facebook page. We put it up today. She's amazingly talented. She has a whole long-running thing with Dave Grohl. It's really cute.
408 says, please put the immigrant song on your Facebook page.
It's up there, but it's performed by Nandy Bushell. Or Bushell. I don't know how you say her name.
Hi, my fam. Can you please repeat the brand name of Sarah's Instagram shoes? Thanks.
Kizik. K-I-Z-I-K. I am not an endorser. But they are great. My personal endorsement is I love those shoes.
925 says, Samantha on the show had breast cancer, so I'm guessing they will just kill her off. They can add in the the friends mourning their other friend.
Isn't that, in a way, that's almost harsher than if they just replace her? It's like, it's almost like if you're Kim Cattrall? If you're Kim Cattrall watching the first episode of that at home and you're watching your funeral, that's going to be a bummer.
Well, I have to believe you wouldn't watch, right?
I don't know. I mean, some people are gluttons for punishment.
Vinny, you weren't wrong about the Wonder Woman movie. No, I know.
Oh,
I wasn't.
Was it terrible?
Oh, God.
What a bummer. It just, I was
there's so much hope there because she's good. She works. I like her as that character. It's just the whole thing around her is no good.
Right.
And it's a bummer. And I wonder if, you know, movies are a trip because there's so much money behind them. You just assume that they're all perfect. And yet I wonder if they got down the road on this script and started to go, oh, God, what have we done?
This isn't working.
But meanwhile, what do you do besides push forward and hope somehow in editing it all comes together nicely? I'm still on track for my dry January. Last week sucked, though.
Yeah, it was a tough week to not have a bottle to turn to.
Also, 30-day break from Facebook. FOMO is real, but needed it for my mental health. Oh, apparently, my family is divided over what happened.
Oh. Yes, everybody's family seems to be divided. There's always those people that you're just like, what? You think what? And they're looking at you going, what? You think what?
Mm-hmm. Let's just fight.
Yeah, let's fight about it. Woo!
The only way to solve it.
4 and 5. Vinny, would you have helped rescue the sailor kids if you were surfing there? Of course I would have. Absolutely. And that's actually really interesting because as competitive as surfing can be, I also believe very much that we all look after each other as well. Mm-hmm. So here we are all after our own number of waves per time in the water. And yet if I saw someone in trouble, I would help them without question.
That's good. You should.
Unless they were being attacked by a shark, and then I'd really question whether I should paddle over there right now. It might not be a good time.
Do you carry a knife strapped to your leg?
No.
That seems like a good idea. That seems like something you should do. I'd do that if I was going to surf.
A knife on my thigh? Really? Yeah.
Just on your calf, even. Just like down low. You know, it's not in your way that much, and, you know, you're cognizant of it at all times, and then when you need it, there it is.
It's a thought.
Could you mount a machine gun on the front of the surfboard? Would that be helpful?
That would be a great if you find yourself
flamethrower maybe
in a fight with a shark. Yes, right. You'd be the rest of the time you wouldn't be able to ride that board. But
I could hold on to it if you started to I'm losing my footing. Oh, but I better hold on to the machine gun. Oops, sorry.
Man, you are a turkey.
Thank you.
Let's see here. Kim Cattrall started a new show last summer, Filthy Rich. I thought there was supposed to be a second season, so that could contribute to why she's not participating in Sex and the City.
Yeah, okay. That could be.
I'll try to believe that if you want.
Sure.
Eugene Goodman. Google him. He's the guy who saved the floor. He's a freaking hero. So he's a Capitol policeman?
Okay.
It sounds like.
Oh, I think he's the one who led the protesters away from the Senate chamber.
Oh.
He was a black officer, and he was by himself.
Oh, is this the guy who was getting forced up the stairs it looked like?
And he looked over, and he saw that the Senate chambers had no officers protecting the front door, so he went to the right and led them up the different staircase.
As in, like, this is the way, guys!
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Quick thinking.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Definitely a hero.
Someone's saying that, what's her bucket? Married Mr. Big, so he has to be in the new show.
Okay.
Did she marry him?
I want to say that the first movie was all about them getting married. I can't really remember, though, Vin. But I think so, yeah. Oh, is that the guy? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going backwards. We're going back to hieroglyphics with these emojis. Thanks, millennials. Doesn't Hannibal Lecter escape at the end of Silence of the Lambs? Maybe that's going to come up.
I don't remember.
In this new Clarice TV show.
Was there a second Silence of the Lambs? Was there?
There have been a couple different. There was Hannibal.
Yeah. And then there was, wasn't there even a TV show Hannibal?
Yeah, but I think, was Hannibal a prequel?
I truly don't know. There was a book, right? I definitely read the book about him, right? Because him and his little sister were.
I don't know that, no.
Excuse me.
Oh, God.
Not
oh,
dear God. No, no.
Oh,
I just swallowed my spit the wrong way. Don't worry, I'm fine. I don't have a fever. I can smell things.
Ozzie and Harriet, 436 episodes. Sunny in Philadelphia, 157 episodes so far. So not really the same. Kind of like physical record sales and counting streams.
Right, right.
Madonna's written many books, guys.
Okay. Thank you. Right. Mm. Yeah.
Still writing.
She wrote a bunch of kids' books.
Nicole just said it. It's hard to write about yourself. But more importantly, it's hard to know what's important to take from a whole life and squeeze it into a movie,
right?
Which is an hour and a half.
Well, and the movie needs to have some kind of arc, too. Like, you know, you set out on this, so you find the things that are sort of pertinent to the life journey that you're choosing to highlight.
I think you really need to have someone who's close to the project who can help you edit that down.
Right.
And find the pivotal moments that do the, as you say, a story arc.
You don't know? You didn't read the Madame X Manifesto?
Ah, that was with our interview.
I did. I'm doing an interview with you. You're supposed to.
The Madame X Manifesto. No, I'm sorry. I have a life outside of this.
No, I did. I was asking her about it because I did read about it. I wanted her to talk about it to the audience.
Well, I did, but I thought you might want to put it in your own words.
Oh.
Madonna.
Jerko.
Yeah. It's an interview. You're supposed to talk.
Well, bitch, she's Madonna.
Whoa. That's true. That is true. And
Colin
I am
Five
a bitch,
says,
so.
Here I am in the act of putting on my scrubs when Vinny says, it takes a lot to pull that look off. Thanks, guys. I'm just saying I've only seen a few people who I went, whoa, that person's hot, even in scrubs.
Listen, get those Amazon leggings. They make your butt look, your butt is never going to fill out scrubs like it does in that.
What are they called again?
I don't know, butt lift and separate? I don't know. I don't know what that thing's called, but man, it's like two halves of a one giant hole. With a W. W-H-O-L-E. I didn't really mean to say anything about anything else.
What'd you just say?
Nothing. What else did the texture say?
What does that mean?
Oh, God, look at the time. On that note,
oh God.
We're done. We'll be back in a second.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Today we were talking a little bit about all our bios that are up on the RadioAlice.com website. I'm looking at V. Hale right now. She's so cute. You know, a lot about drinking. A lot about drinking in here.
Well, V. Hale is still single, right?
Mm-hmm.
That changes if you decide to partner up and settle down, then things go from the partying and the to restaurants and meals.
Yes. Oh, the dining experience and the paired wines.
From meals to kids and from kids. Oh, it's
a progression. It is. There's no question. She's
so enjoy it, V. Hale.
Few steps back from us. And enjoy V because she's coming up in the from 10 to 3 daily. Look, we have quite a lineup for you here at the Alice.
You bet.
Sarah and Vinny in the morning and then V. Hale. And then Jane, our Jane, it takes over in the afternoon. And Jane's, as you mentioned, hers is a yes or no, basically. I will say I disagree with her on some of these things.
Oh, on her bio, that you like camping.
Yeah, I like camping. That's really
but
the
you
only.
You know her. She likes, you know, to be fully dressed and stylized every day, all day.
She does. She puts it all together. So camping, maybe glamping might work for her, but definitely camp. You get grungy when you camp. There's no question.
Go to radioalice.com to read all of those bios.
Yeah. It's a good read. It's a fun read. You know, if you find yourself with a minute or two today. Just take a look at that. Tomorrow's hump day. We're very excited for that. Hopefully the sun's going to come out at some point today. Try to enjoy a little bit of time. Even if it's just your front porch in your Crocs. Try to get outside, get a little vitamin D today. You have big plans for today with your mom in town? You going to try and get some surf?
Oh, yeah. I'm absolutely going to go get some exercise. But I like to think my Vans slip-ons are way better than Crocs, but probably not much, right?
Well, listen, any kind of slip-on is the way. The thing about Vans is, you know, they actually can't get wet. You know, then you got a soggy shoe with the Crocs, you know.
Very true.
Even if they're filthy, you can hose them off, put them in the sun, they dry it out. Woo! Ready to go for the next time. Anyway, Crocs, they're great. So, see you on Hump Day, everybody. Have a good day, Vin.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.